The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to The Grillin' Guys. Each and every Saturday morning, we are live from Spartan Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Looking out the window, the sunshine's supposed to be pushing 80 today. Doesn't feel like mid-October, but we're loving this little Indian summer. I'm Jop, he's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. I am so stoked because Monday night, we're going to watch the Lions and the Bears.
The Bears.
Yeah.
And it's down at Ford Field, so the Lions are at home. If they win this one, what are they going, 5-0 then?
Yeah.
Yeah, first time in, like, what, ever? No, but no. It's been a long, long 20 time.
20-some years probably.
Right.
But even better than that, I mean, just think about Thanksgiving. It's going to be in Detroit. It's going to be at Ford Field. There's a possibility that the Lions and Green Bay will both be undefeated at that point.
Right.
That could be a heck of a game.
Yep,
and we'll go down there. It's going to be a game no matter what.
Yeah, that same weekend, the high school state finals are down there, and your Lowell Red Arrows put a whooping on Northview again last night, so they've got a great record still going too, don't they?
Yeah, so we might have two games back-to-back down there. We could see the Lions one day and watch high school football the next day.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to text you because I couldn't go to the game last night. I just want to break down this little fiasco I'm putting together for the hunting guys today. I'm leaving the show afterwards and going to go down and hit deer camp. Really kind of hard to get motivated with that when it's going to be 80 degrees, but we're going to pull it together. But
they have camo shorts.
Right. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to get some on today for that, but and a lot of bug spray probably. But anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about that. Learned a lesson last night that I've known for a long time. Let's say I remembered a lesson, and that is you need to plan a little bit. Trying to put one of these deals together in the last minute without writing it down, without making yourself a list. I'm tossing and turning all last night going, oh, I need to remember this. Make sure you put a cutting board in. Oh, don't forget the wet naps to clean things up. And you know, it's just one thing after another in addition to all the food you're going to cook. My tip of the day is make a list, do it a couple days ahead of time, review it again, so when it comes time to put this stuff together, I mean, I was supposed to pack all this stuff and bring it with me so I could leave from the show. I got to head home because I forgot four or five things. So.
You know, if you have, if you're using a smartphone and if you have notes on it,
right,
just go to that notes thing and start making your list, and every time you come up with something, add to that list, so then when you're packing, because you're out in your garage when you're loading up, and most of us aren't organized enough to actually print off a list. I mean, that's
right.
My wife does that for camping because she's that organized. But I'm like, you know, I like having a list, but I just don't want to have to think too hard.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put it on my phone. I have it in my notes section along with, like, the important things like, you know, karaoke songs.
Yeah, those are important. Yeah, those are really important to a grilling guy. You know, you're supposed to want to create people around you. But of course, Bob, I'll give you credit. You can sing. I can't. So karaoke probably works good for you. But this translates into tailgating, too. And I'm not going to go down that road right now. But at the end of the day.
No, that's a really good point. A list is a big deal because you're spending all this money and time and you're buying the right foods. You and I've had, I'm going to say, no less than 10 conversations about this. You're going home to Charlotte. Chartucky, and you're going to be with your old high school buds. So you're the grilling guy. You want to come in there. You're going to roll in with our big chuck wagon and the grilling rig, and you're going to basically be BMOC, right? So
right.
You want to show
big
up.
Man of Chartucky. Is that what BMOC
big man
is?
On campus? Yeah, or Chartucky. That's even better. But so I mean, you don't want to go in there and go, you know what? Oh, I forgot my charcoal.
Right. Yeah.
Like an idiot.
Yeah, because I didn't have a list. But anyway, we digress. But I was just pissed at myself because I didn't put a list together. And I'm rolling around in bed last night trying to remember all the stuff and get up a couple times, set this out, set that out. And it's just like, why did I do this?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. So one of the things that we wanted to talk about is venison burgers on the grill. If
yes.
We're lucky enough to bag a deer today, one of the things that's really good is venison burgers. We have a little bit different opinion on that, but you have your opinion on venison burgers
as well.
Well,
I want to hear your opinion on that.
Well, I just like to mix a little bit of other kind of meat in it with a little bit of fat, and you enjoy just the venison flavor. I don't do it so much for the flavor change as I do for the moisture, because the venison is very healthy. It's very good for you, but it's also very lean. And it's really, really easy to go from good to bad in a hurry on the grill with a venison burger if you cook it too long. And you've got a better technique than I do, and so you don't put so much pork in it. I like to mix a little pork in it.
Yeah, I don't care for that at all. I've done it. I've actually had, you know, I process my own deer now, so I don't take it to the last year I took one to a guy, but typically I'm just going to address them myself and cut them up and, you know, get fanatical about silver skin and fat and all that stuff.
Right.
You know, like the venison we did last Saturday at Alan Bob's.
Right.
This listener came in. I believe his last name is Phillips. He's a driver for King Milling. Those were the most beautiful venison steaks I've seen in years. And how'd they taste?
Oh, they were fantastic. And how'd you do them? Because this is the key with the steaks. We're off the burger, but onto the steaks. What did you do to them? Not much. You only put what?
Yeah.
Put a little seasoning on them, right?
A little olive oil. Extra virgin, and a little salt, and some of that nice seasoning that you like so much that I'm going to loan you tonight.
Yeah, right. He ain't going to loan it to me. He's going to give it to me because you're never going to get it back.
No, you're a thief. So anyway, back to this venison burger thing. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 every Saturday. Fall season is 8:30 to 10:30. We're bumped up for the football pregame, but typically we're 9 to 11. So I don't know when we'll go back to that. Anyway. Venison, take a couple pounds of ground venison. I'll take, instead of the ground pork like I used to do, I'll take a half a pound of bacon or a pound of bacon. I'll fry it up crispy, and I'll crunch it up, and I'll mix that pre-fried in with my venison.
Oh, okay, so there's the moisture.
Yeah.
That's where the moisture's coming from. Okay,
yeah.
I got it.
And throw in some thyme. Thyme is really good for venison because, again, you might get a little strong meat. Garlic. We're posting one of the recipes this afternoon on the website. But basically, a little egg, a little bit of. I like those Progresso breadcrumbs.
Okay.
And that gives you the space between the meat to hold that extra moisture in the oil.
Great idea.
If you don't get too dense, it won't toughen up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll put that up on the website. Coming up next, our friend Corin Briggs from Black Star Farms and Black Star Winery is going to be on the line. We're going to talk to her about some great tailgating wines and stuff, red wines that go well with our venison. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.